Hey, my name is Mark Mercuri.
And I'm Chris Segura.
And welcome to another episode of Block Talk. On this episode, we'll be talking about the Azure Blockchain Development Kit, specifically one of our accelerators. This will be the registry and token accelerator that addresses something we've seen a fair bit from our customers. Specifically, they wanted to go ahead and create a smart contracts that represent something. And they realized that once they create a stack of them, they couldn't really find them. So they wanted to be able to have a registry that could do lookups and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Chris, do you want to take us into the dev kit and talk a little bit more about what it actually does?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And let's actually talk just a little bit more about what we're doing with this accelerator, meaning what does it do for you, right? So Mark, you said people want to find that information. That's actually a fairly complex operation to write on your own, right? If you're not super familiar with how to write contracts or how to write Solidity code, right? This is kind of a easy button for code writing, right? This is a code generator.
Yeah, I mean, so this is the way that it came about. We had some customers with some really smart folks, but they were having challenges sort of getting this code together, right? And so what I want to be able to do, if you think about it, if I create a record and database, I just add a record. In blockchain, doing something similar, you would create a new smart contract. That smart contract needs to be registered somewhere so you can do lookups and go find it. But you needed to have a registry contract that was already deployed. You needed to know that ID. You needed to go to register it. And then there was other things about this sort of token that you were creating that you might want to sort of reflect back in there, like different indices. And we'll talk about that in the context of a vehicle contract a little bit later.
Absolutely. So no, that's great background. And that's why the sample is from a code perspective, easy to run, but the context behind it is important. So I wanted to talk about that just a little bit before we talk about this GitHub repo. So you get into our GitHub repo, Azure Samples/blockchain. Under there, you find the dev kit, and under there, you find accelerators. This is one of these accelerators. So if you clone that repo, you get this Visual Studio project that I'll bring up on my screen. Again, we won't talk too much about the code under the Visual Studio project now because it is a code generator. It's generating these contract files for you. All right, so here's what we're looking at when you clone the repository, right? There's a Visual Studio project. You open the project. The code isn't so important right now, so we won't cover the code in the project. But when you do build it and run it, you get a web page that looks like this. Now, this is the important piece we want to talk about. Let's talk about this web page, and specifically for right now, let's talk about the three enumerations you see at the top here: ownership type, associated media, and index type. What do those do, Mark? You want to talk about ownership type, and maybe I'll cover the next one?
So if we think about creating a smart contract that represents something, a physical thing or a digital thing, sometimes those things can be owned, and sometimes the ownership is on-chain, so it could be another contract. If something is owned by, say, Contoso could have its own smart contract, and so that contract owns this contract. Mm-hmm. In other cases, it could be something that's referenced by someone who owns it that's off-chain. So it could be something that's in a relational database or something like that. So ownership here really is just saying, hey, it can't have an owner, it can have an owner and it's on-chain, or it can't have an owner and it's off-chain. And we'll go ahead and generate code appropriately based on that.
Awesome. The next one, associated media. This is also sort of an interesting scenario, right? A lot of these examples we're talking about in cars, you see a car sort of highlighted in the JSON beneath. A lot of these assets have media that should be associated with them, right? If it's a high value asset, it might be a picture.
Correct.
Right? If it's a car, it might actually be an electronic version of my bin. Right? So this might be...
Or the sticker that had all the data on it, a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, exactly. All of this. So when you add things to the chain, you may want to associate media with it. And you see here, there's a few options, right? Associated with it at creation, after creation, or none at all. This last one, though, let's spend a little time on the last one too, index type, because that's, again, kind of a unique one. You want to talk about index type a little bit?
Sure. So remember we said, hey, people want to be able to find these contracts. So imagine this is a vehicle and I'm a car dealership that has 400 vehicles. How do I go ahead and find that vehicle if it's on a smart contract or on a dealer network or something like that? And so there may not be anything that's unique, in which case the registry doesn't help you. So I'm not actually sure why we included that. But the other two are pretty important, right? So one is the primary index and one is an index. And so primary index basically is this is the default thing that we're going to use. And the other one is there's a unique set of values that we can look at. So if you're familiar with databases, think about them in a similar fashion. They're both indices. Primary index is just the one we're going to use by default.
Yep. Back to our car example, this is a VIN number, right? A VIN number exists with the vehicle for its lifetime. The license plate may not exist any longer than I own the car.
Right, and license plates, how they're handled, vary from state to state or country to country.
Exactly, so. But VIN numbers are permanent and they exist forever. So again, just a little bit of background, but this is a super simple accelerator. You don't really have to do too much right now. You just generate code. And when I hit this button, you see it creates a number of things for me. I'm just gonna go ahead and open up the zip package that it creates for me. In this zip package, you see three files, two Solidity files and one JSON file. Let's talk about the JSON file first, right? This is a Workbench file, right? What does this do for you in Workbench?
Sure. So if we think about Azure Blockchain Workbench, you have, it takes contracts plus a description of the business process, or in this case, the thing. And we'll go ahead with metadata, we'll generate applications for you automatically. And so in this case, what we've done is based on the information that's been provided, we've gone ahead and added all the methods and all the properties into this JSON file. So you can take this and pull it directly into Workbench.
Yep. And the last two are exactly what we've just described. These are the registry and the vehicle sort of records that get added to the blockchain, right? So these can be pulled into blockchain. These are contracts that get added to the block.
Yeah, and so one thing you will note that it has like vehicle 2 and vehicle registry 2. One of the things that's also in that JSON you provide is a version number. So the blockchain, unlike a database where you sort of drop and recreate a table, blockchain is forever. And so this just allows you to sort of increment the number of those so you can sort of deploy these as you're sort of prototyping things out.
Yeah. One last thing to highlight too, that since you have the source code, the entire contracts can be written in a way that you get to modify, right? If this doesn't exactly work for you, at least you see the pattern of how to do it, modify it so that it does work for you.
Right, so if you think back for media, it says single file at creation or single time after creation. You may have multiple files that you put in
exactly.
there. And so if you wanna go ahead and modify that, you can do that. We ship with the full source code here. There may be other things that you wanna ask later on, but at the end of the day, you can go ahead and make any changes that you like.
Yep, awesome, and that was the accelerator. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week. You can follow us at MSFT Blockchain. You can subscribe on YouTube and also follow us here on Channel 9.
Great. Thanks.